City Council may soon formalize its plans for the South End. Years in development, city staff is recommending council approve the Clare Maltby secondary plan during a meeting next month, incorporating it into the city's official plan. The 414-hectare parcel of land at the city's southern border is slated to become predominantly residential lands, with a variety of recreational and retail, service commercial uses, along with a preserved natural heritage system including numerous parks and trails, an active transportation and wildlife overpass on Gordon Street, and more. If ultimately approved, the Clare Maltby secondary plan would set regulations regarding residential density, building heights, floor space, housing types, road requirements and transportation plans, among other things. The proposed amendments will go before council on May 16. The secondary plan reflects the vision and directions we developed with the community over the past 5 years, states a city news release. More details about the plan, including related documents, can be found here. During a pubic meeting on the plan last fall, the draft plan generally received support from speakers, though there were numerous suggestions made for changes. Clare Maltby is bound by the future extension of Poppy Drive West to the north, just south of Clare Road, Victoria Road to the east, Maltby Road to the south and the eastern limits of the Southgate Business Park to the west. The Clare Maltby secondary plan follows 6 years of extensive consultation and planning work, the city news release noted. It presents a vision, principles, land use designations and policies to guide development within the plan area to the year 2051. The council meeting can be viewed online at guelph.ca/live or in person in council chambers at City Hall, located at 1 Carden Street. The deadline to register as a delegate or make a written submission for the May 16 council session is May 13 at 10 a.m. To register, visit guelph.ca/delegation, call 519-837-5603 or email clerks at guelph.ca.